we'll do is we'll hold 27, since that's somewhat critical. And I haven't read it over. Council's assured me that everything's fine.
He hasn't read it.
Oh, haven't you?
I'd rather take the time to read it over and pass it out today.
All right.
Yeah, let's
fine.
Do it. Get it done.
Okay. Yeah, let me. Yeah, Al, we got to go over the capital thing. We'll take up here tomorrow as a priority.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
You're not taking up today.
No, we're just dealing on the capital move.
Okay.
These guys will revolt against me if I hold them here on anything other than that.
Okay, you're not taking this up.
Be careful with that gavel.
No. 115.
Huh?
115.
115.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Mr. Chairman, be careful with that gavel.
Yeah, I'll be careful.
Well, let's see. What do you want us to do first? What are we supposed to do?
Let's have a motion on committee substitute for House Bill 1.
I'll move that.
Okay. Any objection? Okay. By the way, we are convened. We have a quorum, and no objection. So we'll pass out committee substitute for House Bill 1. We just passed out House Bill 1, and we're reading 27. I don't think everybody's.
Let me just do it.
Everybody wants to read it.
This is the same one that some people say is a stroke of genius.
No, this isn't a stroke of genius. Just that I have confidence in Rogers.
Most of that's all I've understood.
kept the 15 in here, so that was all.
What is 15 years, 7?
15 years, yeah, is this one, yeah. And F1, here, right here, page 7, here, that's what you get 15 years, and then 15 years again, that punch 7 across.
What section I think that I can't find.
What section?
That's the one separate at the cost, the state cost versus the federal cost versus the private industry cost.
What do you say, Tim?
The section we had in there that separated the
It says reports. It's called reports.
That's what I like with the section. I mean, say it's going to cost $2 billion. You know, how much are we going to cost?
Yeah, it says B, 270B.
What page?
8, bottom. So clearly delineate funds projected to be provided by the state general fund, state bonds, et cetera.
Revenue was someplace else.
We have a revenues, subsection 3 on that. I don't know where it is, back there somewhere. Merits and potential revenue to be gained from disposal and sale of the land. We've covered those revenues.
In Massachusetts. You think that if it covers the problem, you know, I mean, you can go in and you can have three subdivisions built, you know, and so it's going to be subdivided by project. Does this literally cover that they're not going to be able to tack on a private development on the cost of
the land? Oh, yeah. Oh, let me say that the section on costs specifically says state costs, you know, cost of the state. So the section that, you know, the most relevant cost section limits it to that, and the other one says you got to separate them anyway. So, I think that's well covered.
Everybody ready? Yeah? Chair will accept the motion.
I make a motion to approve the bill.
Hey, any objection? Okay, so we'll move. He'll object? Okay, all those in favor of moving the bill out, raise your right hand. All those.
Let's not object. Yeah, let's not object. This
time. All right. They had me on.
I won't take it up tomorrow.
We only wanted to throw on the floor a while.
Hey, that was really petty, but on the other hand. Yeah. Cody Riggs. It's majority report.
Killed a little snake bill there. That was a cheap trick, but let me know what hard you have to bear.
Well, I know, I lost my head. Now, we really never have to ever come down here again. Really. We got some good ones.
Hey, what about this,
the old thing? Oh, we'll be taking that.
Patrick?
Yeah, it's a Senate bill.
There's one here in the Senate, State of Paris.
Whose was it?
Somebody asked me about something. I don't know whose it was.
Orsini wants a resolution, and Sumner wants a bill. Ray wants a bill. We have a copy of Senator Orsini's, we'd like to, we're going to take up Representative Cooper's group. We'll call the committee to order, and we have a quorum, we have to phone up the chief of clerks and tell them all to go through that update. I couldn't remember.
Right now?
Well, you know, no after that. Thank you. Steve, you need a copy?
I was fishing through the absent members' file to find it. Thank you.
And we'll take up House Bill 487 next, establishing a board of retirement benefits in the legislative branch of the state government with an effective date. Representative Cooper.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the last 3 years, the Finance Committee has been faced with the problem of what to do with just huge numbers of retirement bills, and some of them come up suddenly and some of them have been around for literally for years. I think we, if you count up the number of bills that would affect the retirement system either for the teachers or for the public employees, it would probably run over 100 anyway in the last 3 years. Now, it doesn't have any pattern to it or anything else, and generally what gets passed is whatever interest group has the largest amount of SWAC at that particular time. The division that Mr. Gates heads does its best to keep up with all these various and sundry requests to expand the retirement system and to add on to the benefits, but they just can't really keep up with all of them, and actually some of their analyses are not really what they should be. Now, seems to me we're going to have to do something about this, and this is what I sort of just came up with. I don't know whether it's the best idea or not, but to have a 5-member board, which would include the Commissioner of Administration, the Director of the Division of Retirement, Mr. Gates, and a state employee and a teacher and a public member, and those last three people would be appointed by the legislature. Now, these people would meet all year long. They could generate their own proposals. As a matter of fact, this is what really they should be doing, is generating proposals for the legislature to adopt during the next session. And they would have to study these proposals and to make actuarial assessments of their impact over a long period of time. We've had some retirement proposals, for instance, that would cost, say, $2 million in the first year. And if you stretch it out 15 or 20 years, the bill comes to around $40 or $50 million a year. And depending on whose figures you go by, the difference can be as much as 200 or 300%. So I think we've got to take a lot harder look at this. It's been pointed out rather graphically in the case of New York City, which is right on the verge of bankruptcy, largely because of unfunded retirement programs. And I think we've got to take a little more responsible approach rather than having somebody come in and go appear before the Finance Committee and they say, well, I think we ought to have this. And somebody says, well, how much is it going to cost? And Gates comes down here and says, well, we don't really know, but we think it might cost this. And people say, okay, well, let's zap it through. Nobody has any idea of the real cost of these things. They're not done. They're not worked up professionally. And the reason for this bill is to require all legislation that's passed in the area of retirement benefits to be evaluated by this committee, or rather by this board, before we can pass the legislation.
Any questions of the sponsor? Well, I think you've hit on one of the quandaries or one of the hassles of particularly the State Affairs Committee, because most of those come here, you know, absent the teacher retirement. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a good measure. That's one reason why at least the chair wanted to expedite, along with the urging from the sponsor, Ms. Necker.
Chairman, I move we pass
out
House Bill 487.
Any objection? Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you. When do you start free conference?
I don't know. We're going to find out, I guess. Right now.
Okay. Don't let them push you around. All right. See you later. We'll sign out 487 then. And we'll bring up Senator Orsini's resolution now. Thank him for coming.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, thank you very much. As I think probably all aware of, the general public is getting increasingly unhappy with the increase in the bureaucracy, the presidential election, and many of our own campaigns where that was a main issue. One of the ideas for trying to control the size of the budgets and the programs of state and federal government has been zero-based budgeting. Zero-based budgeting is a name that covers a couple of different but related concepts, and several states have undertaken zero-based budgeting to one extent or another. The basic idea, and having served this past year on the Finance Committee, we pretty closely scrutinize any budget or program changes, but we very rarely get into the basic programs themselves and really concentrate our efforts on the changes. A zero-based budgeting system would require us to look more closely at the basic programs in addition to the changes. The resolution has a zero fiscal note. Directs the Division of Budget and Management in the Governor's office to come up with a proposal for a zero-based budgeting system by next year, and also directs our Legislative Budget and Audit Committee staff, together with the Finance staff, to also come up with a proposal for a zero-based budgeting system by next year. We discussed this quite a bit in the Senate Finance Committee, including the possibility of doing something this year and statutorily, but decided that we really ought to take a look at the various zero-based budget proposals first and then evaluate them next year rather than trying to do something this year. And of course, now the time is very short. So there's it's directing existing staff, full-time staff, to take a look at it in both the governor's office and separately in the legislature.
Any questions of the sponsor? Any objection? Thank you.
Thank you.
Find that out. Thank you very much, Senator. Appreciate it. Okay, we'll take up Representative Buchholz's bill now. Representative Buchholz.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The reason for my presenting this proposed legislation is that I realize that we have been talking round and round about improving the tourist trade in the state. Also, that we have been talking about attracting people to come to the state to do their conventions up here. Yet we don't have the proper facilities to do that, not even in our largest community, which is Anchorage. And to help it out a little bit, I decided that the best thing to do is to have a task force and to try to establish some measure of understanding between the state and the local governments, that we are interested in this topic, not just in the funding process, but also in the actual construction of it. One of the things that has been brought up to my attention is that there are groups in Anchorage now. I think the mayor has decided that he would have an advisory committee, but for time and time again we have had an advisory committee from the local government. They haven't done really much of anything of that sort, yet we spend thousands of dollars expended from the state treasury for the tourism trade. What I'd like to do in this bill is to finally create that committee, or we call here the task force, to conduct a study to finally determine what we need in terms of funding and the in-kind contribution or the cash contribution from the local municipality. Since Anchorage is really the largest city we have, and that we do have the backup facilities, we have the hotels and restaurants that sometimes are very much needed in backup for a large convention of any size, that I feel that Anchorage is the likely place where we could have a pilot program of this sort. Not that I don't think that it should go in some other areas, in other regions of the state, because I suppose that in time they will have the facilities to have mini conventions out there. But at the same time, since Anchorage is the largest community, I think it rightfully deserves to be the first community where we should have a sizable convention center where we could attract tourists as well as just businessmen who would come to the state. And in that regard, Anchorage would become the focal point where people could then go outside of the Anchorage area, where they could go throughout the state and spend their money if they wish to. But basically, that is the idea. The bill has a termination clause. It would expire by March 15, 1979. One of the problems that we have sometimes is we don't terminate our laws when they're no longer necessary. And in this case, there is a clause that will terminate this as soon as their job is done. The fiscal note that's being proposed here is for $6,000, and it has been distributed to you for your review. I would be glad to answer some questions if your committee wish to ask them.
Are there any questions to the sponsor?
Mr. Speaker, Representative Buchholz, can you tell me what the tax that's levied on people who make use of hotels in the greater Anchorage area is being used for?
Mr. Nakak, to my knowledge, the original intent was to provide the people, eventually the idea was to form some kind of way that they would utilize it for the people who come back. Like, now, if I'm not mistaken, they were talking about some sort of a convention at one time, but it never came about, and I think at this time, I don't know what it's for now.
If I could refresh your memory, the tax on at hotels for use of hotel rooms was specifically for the use of development of a convention center for the greater Anchorage area. That being funded by people who go into the Anchorage area
by of which a large number are from the rural areas. I have difficulty supporting this piece of legislation if, in fact, monies are being raised by taxing we who use your hotels and by the fact using some of our own hotels to raise money for this convention center and then ask for more money from the state to do the same thing. If the difficulty is with the local municipality, the mayor appointing a commission or an advisory group to do this job, that's where the difficulty is, not from the state.
Mr. Chairman, may I speak to that? I don't doubt that the tax on hotels is being put into the municipality treasury. This is just my guess at this point. However, looking into, and you have, you know, been here for, you know, for a few months, and all of us are, you know, I'm new here myself, except that I'm just 2 years ahead of you. It's just that what happens in our local governments sometimes doesn't quite work out without the help of our government, our state government. And what I'm trying to propose here is really, you know, in a way to get something out of our tax dollars that we pour into the treasury from the Anchorage area to bring back to the Anchorage area, and not necessarily on the in the hotel tax on the local level. What I'm proposing here is a little bit more than that. It's something that I feel my constituents would not be too much against if I want to bring back the tax dollars back to my area. And with that in mind, this is what I was thinking
to do it. May I remind you, Mr. Buchholz, that that these tax dollars which are being raised by use of the hotels are not being paid by citizens of Anchorage. You know, you don't live in Mountain View and go to the westward.
No, Mr. Chairman, I don't think that Mr. Nakak understood what I wanted to say. I wasn't talking about the you know, what you pay extra in the, using the hotels, the tourists, or people from rural areas. I was talking about the tax dollars per se from the taxpayers from the Anchorage area. It has nothing to do with the hotel tax that you pay. It, you know, I'm talking about, this is a separate entity as far as I'm concerned. I'm not really addressing this problem with the municipality of Anchorage. As a matter of fact, the municipality of Anchorage has not coordinated its projects with me personally. And to that extent, I'm trying to bring back what I can bring back to the area in terms of improving in the economy, and not necessarily coordination with the municipality as such. I think this is not out of line. I think it's just one of those things that I would like to do, to pursue while I am here in Juneau. So in effect, this project, although it is coordinated with the municipality of Anchorage, did not come initially from the municipality of Anchorage, but from my own volition.
Mr. Kelly.
Mr. Chairman, I think it's a very good bill. I would like to amend it for the second page. I'd like to strike out after receive the same travel pay and put into the fiscal note, as Grimham says, members are soon to be from the Anchorage area, therefore no travel pay is anticipated. I think we can make sure that no travel pay will be used. It's just as much budgeted for, and I don't think it's necessary for them to travel out of the Anchorage area to do what this bill calls it.
Could you restate your motion?
On page 2, line 2, they run for their services but shall receive, and delete the same travel pay, and it will be for their services but shall receive per diem as provided by law.
Mr. Chairman,
may
I comment on that? I would like to oppose it, and maybe I will change my mind, but because on page 1, line 14, lines 14 to 16, the task force is composed of 5 members, 3 to be chosen by the governor and 2 by chosen by the mayor of Anchorage. And the 3 members chosen by the governor may not necessarily come from the Anchorage area. They may come from one maybe from Juneau or two from Juneau, maybe the Commissioner of Commerce and Economic Development, who knows, or maybe his designee. And therefore, travel funds might be necessary to implement this bill. Otherwise, if it's a zero legislation, they may come back and say, well, we couldn't do it because we didn't have any funds at all to operate with it. That's the only objection I have with that. If Mr. Kelly would amend that or to state that the ones appointed by the governor who may not come from the Anchorage area would be provided travel and per diem, then I think I would be in favor of it.
Well, I would think right offhand that we should encourage the governor to appoint members from the Anchorage area. It's an Anchorage problem, obviously.
Any further discussion on the amendment? Okay. Is there objection to the amendment?
Yeah.
Okay, objection to the amendment. All those in favor of the amendment, raise your right hand. All those opposed, same sign. Amendment fails.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to ask of the prime sponsor of this, the prime sponsor, what is the per diem rate in Anchorage, $50?
I'm not sure, Mr. Nakak. I don't pick up for being
in
English.
I think so.
I think it's more than we get.
Mr. Chairman, further, I've got no problem with per diem rates. I don't know what the procedure is with any bureaucrat or commission member or whatever when they're meeting at their own home site. Is per diem granted when you drive 10 blocks from your house to a meeting at some state office or hotel complex?
Generally, if you're on official state business, you know, because the rationale there is that you're taken away from your gainful employment or stuff like that. But this would just be the boilerplate per diem, whatever it is. And in fact, if travel were required.
Mr. Chairman, further, I don't know if my question might be out of line, but would that on line two, the word per diem, would that be more properly, well, I guess for people who travel into Anchorage, it would be per diem, but those there, could that be changed to fees or no? Or is that more difficult and more a problem in dealing with it in that manner than just a per diem?
I think per diem, this is a boilerplate phrase that's used for, I've seen it a number of times. Fees would so confound the bureaucracy or the administration as to be excessively upsetting. I'm not sure that's defined in line anywhere.
Mr. Chairman, I personally would like to see the prime sponsor, Mrs. Buchholz, not that it need be a required action prior to passage of this piece of legislation, but to satisfy my mind and concern, I would like to see Mrs. Buchholz make contact with the government of the Greater Anchorage area to find what plans are being made with reference to the tax used for the supposed convention center, which was part of a large vote in the Anchorage area several years ago.
Ms. Nack, if I could just interject, since this is going to finance, would you have any objection to receipt of that? After passage of this out, in other words, in a couple, 3 days.
I have no difficulty with that. I'm not saying it has to be done today.
Yeah.
I'm saying that between now and going to
sure.
finance and the whole route that it needs to do that, we have that information at some point in discussion of this piece of legislation.
I think that's a good tip just for the sponsor anyway, because somebody not from Anchorage sitting on the Finance Committee probably is going to remember that tax and call the sponsor or the co-sponsors, which I'm one, and I, is it 1.5%?
I don't remember.
It's something like that. Mr. Kelly.
Mr. Chairman, I have amendment number two.
Amendment number two. State your amendment, please.
Following provided by law for members of the board and commission period, insert no travel outside the state is authorized under this section.
Any objection to amendment number two? Let's have counsel read it back to us. We'll make sure.
Okay. The members of the task force are not entitled to compensation for their services, but shall receive the same travel pay and per diem as provided by law for members of boards and commissions. Period. No travel, underlined, outside the state is authorized under this section.
Okay. We've adopted amendment number two, and where we didn't adopt amendment.
We can, yeah. Right.
Okay. Fine. Any further comments? Just McKinnon, since you're a co-sponsor, you want to move the bill?
I'll move to pass on.
Is there any objection?
Sure.
Okay. All those in favor of passing House Bill 481 out, raise your right hand. Oh, you removed your objection. Okay.
Is that amended or a state affairs or what?
Yes, no, we'll just send the amendment up. It's just a procedural.
Yes,
thank you, Mr. Chairman, members.
Okay, thank you. Let's call it a day, huh? We got a couple of Oscar back bills, but it'll be hard to.
Yeah, you're going to turn it off, huh?